Subpersonalities. This is Aratima. I would like to take us onto a little journey to heal aspects of ourselves that are commonly called subpersonalities. They're those aspects that are arising and often stand in contrast or against what we actually really want. They are those pieces of ourselves that are usually through trauma keeping ourselves disintegrated in a fragmented state. And we often have a lot of these pieces. And they have a real voice. And they are like a real entity of our own self. So let's look at them and start with one. Make yourself comfortable. You can lie down if you like, or sit, whatever works for you. Again, just take a deep breath. And just coming to this present moment, allowing yourself to be undisturbed. Make sure phone is off and doors are closed. Allowing your subconscious to work with you. Now allow yourself to look down onto a beautiful forest. See a beautiful forest, like you're looking down from the sky. And as you're coming a little closer, you see that there is an area that is a little more open. And you notice there are less trees, and between the trees nestled are houses, little huts. Maybe there's one, maybe two, maybe three, maybe more. What's the first image you get? Count how many huts you see. Now, notice one of these huts is very attractive to you. You feel drawn to going there. Allow yourself to come down closer and closer and come to that hut or house, just a wooden house, whatever it is. I don't know what you're seeing. It could be more elaborate. It could be more like a hut. It could be anything. You're standing in front of it now and looking at it. What does it look like? What's the roof like? The door? The windows? What quality? What state is it in? Is there clutter around the house? Is there a nice garden? Is there maybe a fence or not? Now, allow yourself to come closer to the door. You would like to have a look who lives in there. This is one of your subpersonalities that lives in this particular dwelling. And you would like to meet this subpersonality and find out how she or he is doing. You can knock on the door. Maybe the door is already opening. Who is opening? What's that being looking like? What mood? The hair, the clothing, the face, the voice. Is this being happy to see you? Or grumpy? Sad, angry. Is it welcoming or not? Allow yourself to go into a conversation with this being. You would like to come and visit. You want to find out if this being has any need. You might ask specifically, how are you? May I enter? Maybe you're already in the living room or in another part of the house. I'm giving you a little bit of time to just let the events unfold very specific to you. Look around. What does it look like inside? And allow yourself to behave and speak like you would really if you are with somebody like this being that you are with right now. Maybe you can ask for something to eat, or this person, this being, needs some help. Maybe you can help with doing the dishes. Maybe you can just listen. Maybe this being has a lot to tell you. Maybe this being is very suspicious and doesn't really want you there. But something this being needs, see what it is, and offer this to this being, this aspect of yourself. Allow your fantasy, your imagination, to just run free. If the house is in a bad condition, maybe you see a change. You morph it into something much nicer. Maybe the being needs food and is hungry. Maybe there are financial issues and you need to bring a sea in the kitchen, fruits and vegetables just appearing on the table. The fridge is full. Maybe the roof is dilapidated and needs to be done. See it morph into something beautiful. If there's grief and sadness, change the garden. Change the walls. When there's depression, maybe the color needs to change. Maybe it's gray. Maybe it's the opposite. It's completely manic. I need to tone it down and normalize. Maybe it's out of control. That aspect of yourself has a specific need and is left alone in this forest all by itself, by herself, by himself, needing your conscious attention now. Now it's time to leave. Maybe there are some parting words. Maybe there's a hug, maybe there's a handshake, maybe there's a smile. And promise this being, if you wish so, if you wish to do so, to visit again, to see how he or she is doing. Maybe something very unusual happened, and everything merged into light, that's okay too. Whatever happened is absolutely perfect for you. If you're leaving, the door is closed and you leave the dwelling and you lift yourself up again, looking down at the dwelling, noticing the sense of fulfillment and love, maybe a sense of comfort, rest, and okayness. And coming slowly back to yourself, you're coming back into this present moment. And feel into yourself how this aspect of yourself has become more alive, more integrated. Maybe some other insights emerged. Maybe the whole process was not as visual for you, but more energetic. Whatever happened is perfectly fine. Taking a deep breath, stretching your legs, your arms. Maybe just rubbing your hands and just gliding them over your face and your head, arms, legs, and allowing yourself to be fully here in this present moment, ready to go on with your day.